B-Pod Studios.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you saw about Dateline tonight.
I saw the previews. They're going to have about the septuplets.
Isn't that just great?
Dateline. Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
It seems like everybody's just falling in love with these little babies.
It's really captured the hearts of America. It truly has.
Yeah, that'll be something we finally get to see them, huh?
Yeah. What can I do for you, sir?
Just wondering if anybody's maybe given any thought to the issue.
Huh?
Warm and cuddly and cute and fuzzy, huh? Has anybody given any thought to the future that these children face? Has anybody given any thought to what kind of future these children have, that it's virtually nil?
What are you talking about? It's babies are all healthy.
Seven babies born to this hick family from Iowa?
Is this what you're calling for? What's your name again?
Tom.
Tom. Yeah, Tom. Is that why you're calling? Just to go and slam this?
They already had one child. And then this hick woman, this old farm woman, must have been, like, snorting the fertility drugs. Maybe if she'd read the label, instead of 10.
You're not going to prove your ignorance towards this now, are you?
What do you mean, prove my ignorance? I'm a champion of children's rights.
The hell you are.
I've got news for you, pal. The septuplets?
Yeah.
They'll soon be coming to Gateway.
What are you talking about? What do you mean they'll soon be coming to Gateway?
To my $350,000 home. You know the father who looks so nice on TV?
Yeah.
With the father.
Oh, bull crap. You've made an arrangement with the father.
Those people can't afford. They don't have the financial
means. What are you talking about? They're going to give them all the love and support and care that they possibly need.
Love and support doesn't put food on the table.
No,
love and support doesn't buy the Beanie Babies and the Talk to Me Elmos.
Yeah. Not every kid can go and have every want and toy out there, but I'm sure they're going to get the care and the love that they possibly need. Dateline tonight.
They're begging for charity. They want free diapers and the free applesauce.
You're a stupid ass, Tom.
I am going to make an offer to the father to take at least 5 of the children.
That is so stupid.
They already have one child that would give them 3.
K-Rock,
that is what is acceptable.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling in support of Tom.
Calling in support of Tom.
I think he has the perfect legitimate point.
I don't need two on the phone. Sorry, ain't going to work.
Well, if somebody has an opinion different from yours, then you hang up on them.
Damn right, it's my show. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is the doctor, Dr. John.
Dr. John, please help me out
Love
with this
music.
Guy.
I'm going to tell you something about this, what this guy's talking about. Here's the thing, that you need kids, better kids, okay? Back in the old days, I guess in China or whatever it was, they used to eliminate the women.
That's true.
Childs, okay?
Yeah.
Because the man was more productive. Now, that is like an outcast. These kids need to be brought up a little bit better nowadays, but parents can only do the best they can.
Right, and you think that, I mean, the mother and the father seem like very loving parents.
Yeah, they seem like they can educate everything, and they seem they can bring them up in a society to where, like, for instance, are religious.
Are you sure you're a doctor?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You're talking about these hicks?
They're not hicks, sir.
Have you seen them?
Yeah,
the
I've
mother
seen
couldn't
them.
Put together 2 sentences on CNN for Christ's sake.
She just delivered 7 babies.
That's right. And, you know, after a dog delivers 7 babies, it can get right up and run around and play ball.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that guy's address?
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, Tom. Tom, guy wants your address.
I like to go over there and kick his ass.
Why do you want to kick my ass, sir?
Because, man, you know.
First of all, sir, if you want to kick my ass, you'll have to get into my gated community. You'll have to get past the Doberman Pinschers and the Rottweilers and my security system. And God forbid you should make it through the front door, I'd shoot you dead.
I'm a Gateway every day. Okay? I get into Gateway every single day.
Yeah, this guy drives
a... start knocking down little kids like that. Man.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
I mean, I'm not knocking down the little kids. I'm trying to save them from these hicks.
Hicks? I mean, you sound pretty, you know, that's
I'm
pretty
going
impressive.
To take these children. I'm going to take at least 5 of them.
You ain't
going
to take nothing. Have you seen
Mr. Happy Father on TV? He's willing to unload these at fire sale prices.
You know what? You're lying.
No, I'm not
you
lying.
Are you are lying. You're coming out here and lying.
You watched Dateline tonight with Miss Ann Curry. You watched that show, and then he's going to tell you that I'm taking those children. I'm going to turn them into a singing group.
I don't know. I don't know why.
I'm going
I
to
keep
call
you
them
on.
The, I'm going to call them the new Osmonds.
How do you know? Maybe these kids don't possess any talent.
I'm going to get the finest teachers. I'm going to have LPNs round the clock. My wife doesn't support me on this, but screw her.
How many times have you been married, Tom?
I've been married one time, sir.
Bologna.
You're entitled to your little pea-brained
There
opinion.
Ain't no woman that would go and tolerate living with you.
A woman will tolerate a lot of things.
Quick, what's your wife?
$350,000 home in Gateway and a Mercedes-Benz, right. Several sport utility vehicles, a billiards room.
And you probably
we have
keep
an in-ground jacuzzi with a waterfall.
Yeah. And you probably keep her nice and quiet.
I certainly do.
Yeah, what do you do for a living, Tom?
What do I do for a living? I happen to be very successful in the advertising and promotion business.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't remember when.
And I am also an entrepreneur. I happen
You're also a jackass.
Mind, you know what?
What?
You use me to generate calls for your show. That's all you use me for. Maybe you could let me get a plug-in for my business.
No. K-Rock, hello. You're on the air.
Hey, man, what's this guy been smoking?
I don't know.
What have I been smoking? I've been smoking Parliaments with the recessed filter, and I enjoy them very much. Thank you.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I disagree with the public and these companies donating a single thing to these parents because they
got what they asked for.
They didn't do it naturally. She overdid it with the fertility
Well, sure,
drug.
Maybe she, you know, you wanted to
That's
have some
what
kids.
When
some
you
people
give these
can't.
Drugs to these country bumpkins that
oh,
can't read the label.
Shut up. God. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, this guy is psycho.
Yeah, he's a nut.
I was on it last time he was on it. He is psycho.
Are you
this isn't the LPN, is it?
Excuse me?
This
no.
isn't the LPN, is
no,
it?
No, I'm the one that wanted the love for the baby.
The love, and which, what do you make, first of all, do you have any opinion on the septuplets?
I love them. I think they're great.
And Why do you think that's great? It's like a litter of puppies.
No. Hello.
What kind of love do you think these kids are going to get? And what about
they're
the two?
Get love. All they
and
need
what about
is
the
love.
2-year-old that they
need?
Already
what
have?
Money.
How do you think that kid's going to feel? Their 2-year-old that they already have, and then 7 puppies come into the world.
That's right. She's got a bunch of brothers and sisters now. Nice
exactly.
big family.
They're
no
not puppies,
attention for her.
Children.
No talk to me, Elmo doll for her.
It's tickle me, Elmo. You don't
Whatever.
Even know your toys. How are you going to give the love
I'll
to the children?
I'll have someone buy them.
Yeah. That doesn't give the children love.
It certainly does not.
I'll tell you what doesn't give the children love is when you have 7 children come in and you're already there and all the attention. She's not on nationwide TV. No one's talking about the single child, the natural child.
You know how much money these parents are going to get for these children? They've already got diapers
I know exactly
for
how much because I
life.
Have the check in my hand right now.
You can't
well, they don't need
buy
it from you.
Kids.
You're not going to give them love.
And you can't buy kids, you stupid ass.
Exactly.
You're right. It's illegal, but there is such a thing as a lease management option.
Oh, I can't believe you're...
You can't buy love.
I have the finest attorneys. I can afford anything I want.
Attorneys?
And I want a celebrity child. Better yet, 5 of them. I'm letting them keep 2 out of the goodness of my heart.
Why? You just want it. Just for the publicity.
I am
you
turning
don't
them,
want it to
I am going to turn
love.
These children into superstars. They're going to be the next Osmonds.
So they're
going
to have a horrible life growing up because you're going to be pushing them the whole life.
You're damn
and
right.
All they need is love.
You're damn right I'm going to be pushing them. Children should be achievers.
Yes, they should on their own.
Not a bunch
they
of slackers.
They shouldn't be pushed into publicity. If they want to be a doctor, they should be able to go be
yep.
a doctor, not
yep.
an actor or an actress.
What kind of, grades do your kids get?
Excuse me?
What kind of grades do your kids get?
I don't have kids.
Then who are you to talk to me?
Excuse me?
Then who are you to talk to me?
Don't you talk to my callers that way either, Tom.
I pray to God you're not on fertility drugs and then have a litter of kids.
Ma'am, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Would Tom apparently is a guy of privilege, apparently likes to brag about what he has. Would you want to be...
$350,000 home
I don't care. Way. Would you want to be married to this guy?
No way.
Oh, you'd love it.
Let me ask you a question. How many times have you been around the world?
How many times have I been around the world?
Yeah.
I've never been around the world because
I've been
I didn't
around
want
the world
to.
Twice. I'm an only child. I lived in Saudi Arabia for 8.5 years.
So you're a spoiled
I
brat.
I was raised extremely well. And no, I'm not.
You're a spoiled brat.
No, I'm not. Excuse
Listen
me.
Listen to your screechy tone. Can't you turn her off?
Oh, screw you.
My God, that's like nails on a chalkboard.
I seriously like to turn you off, but I want these people to go and get you. You deserve what you get. And there you are. You've
Hit
just
me with your best shot because I can afford a Kevlar vest.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Let me talk to this guy.
All right, well, turn your radio down, pal.
Put in your teeth.
All right, I got it now.
All right, go ahead.
Man, this guy's talking about raising puppies. I wouldn't let him raise my puppies.
What, you got some dogs at your house?
Oh, yeah, but he wouldn't get nowhere near them.
You know how many dogs I have? I have them for security purposes. They're vicious killing machines.
Yeah.
You need your puppies for breakfast.
I didn't say that your dogs wouldn't eat my puppies for breakfast. I said I wouldn't let you raise my
dogs.
You're
damn right. Well, I don't raise them. I have a German guy to raise.
Seriously, I wouldn't let you raise fish.
No,
I really
would. What do I want with fish?
Yeah, you just want to own kids.
I do have a beautiful aquarium filled with the most expensive tropical fish.
Salt water? Salt water?
I don't know. I have a boy that cleans it.
Live reef?
I don't know.
You don't know.
It's good to look at, though. There's a boy that fixes it, though.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Tom.
Yes.
Listen, Tom, you're so wealthy, you want kids so bad. Why don't you get yourself a sex change and snort this fertility drug?
Because I don't want just any child. I want celebrity children.
Well,
I want children, and they're going to give me a return on the investment. Do you have any idea how much money it takes to raise a child?
You are pathetic. You are a pathetic
human being.
It takes a
lot of
being.
Money to raise a
I
child.
Cannot...
I expect a return on my investment.
Oh, shut up. You're gone. You are out of here.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
feel miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. All right, let's... I kind of figured it, but let's take this. Let's take this call. Ahoy.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Ahoy.
Oh, my gosh. I've been trying to get a hold of you guys.
Oh, you have, sweetheart?
Listening to this Comcast is kind of driving me a little bit crazy.
Listen to what? Cast?
This Comcast.
Okay.
People talking about how what they think is best for their children and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
And you had a thought about it?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. I agree that children, the most thing that children need is love and affection. They don't need the Elmo. They don't need the Beanie Boys or toys or whatever they had.
Now, you know what? On one level, I agree with you because children do deserve love and affection, but you say that's all they need. Do they not need to be prepared that it's a nasty, nasty world they're walking into?
Absolutely. As a single mother of two.
You're a single mother of two?
Yes.
How old? If you don't mind me asking, how old of a woman are you?
Wow, that's a
I'm not staring
no,
at you.
No, I'm 36. I'm 36. I had my baby at 30, my first baby.
Really? I think that's
so
amazing.
So I waited.
That's
good. Yeah, so I waited. And I'm a smart woman. Uh-huh. I'm actually from L.A. And,
okay, well, that makes you even smarter.
That you got out, yeah. Yeah, that's no
well,
place.
I don't know how smart, because I'm now here in Florida. And...
Well, I was told in no uncertain terms that you don't want to raise your kids in L.A.
L.A.'s my lady.
No, you don't. It's really hard. And so me and my ex-husband, he owned his
Did
own
he
development
stay in
company.
L.A.? Did he stay in L.A.?
Yeah, he's still in L.A.
Yeah.
Oh.
Makes very good money, but I was a stay-at-home mom. Like, thank goodness.
I got my feet in L.A., but I'm living on Tulsa time.
Yeah. were you ever, being in L.A., were you ever an actress?
No, I didn't make up for money.
Films?
So I did a couple of shows and whatnot.
Well, hold it. You did a couple of shows.
Yeah, well, kind of like anything to brag about.
Kind of like Meghan Markle in Suits.
So you were in L.A. and you did a couple of shows.
I did some makeup for Armani for some of the shows. I worked for Armani for 2 years. Yeah.
You worked for money on Cheers?
Armani. I worked for
Armani. Oh, you worked for Armani.
Armani doing makeup.
When
he came up with his makeup line, I was called a face designer.
That's
LA talk.
Face designer.
I know, right?
I was for 13 years a hand model.
Yeah, but
I mean, I have gone soft twice to be a model, but anyway, that's besides the point.
Oh, yeah, what were you talking about?
The point is that my children, I was growing up, let's just start with this. I was growing up spoiled with toys galore, but I didn't have that love from my mom. Like, I didn't have that affection from my
mom.
Maybe
a little bit of both works.
Well, I was always alone, but every time I got upset, she gave me a toy or she gave me something spectacular.
Elmo. Something cool?
Beanie Baby?
No, it was more like Bubba. Come on. I mean, she gave me brand new diamond earrings or something.
Ooh,
you know?
That's a nice toy.
Yeah.
So you learned.
It made me feel loved.
You learned if you wanted something, you had to misbehave.
Not really, because I also had, which I didn't disclose, I also have a little brother who was called the Golden Child.
He got all the
love and all the affection.
Made you very jealous.
And made me, me jealous, but it also made me feel like, well, why aren't I as important? Like, I'm prettier than him. Like,
you're much prettier than he is.
Yeah.
I went through, when I was born, I went through, major surgery, when I was 3 months old. were, you know, they,
when you were four
like,
or 3 months old.
What now was it?
3 months old. They helicoptered me out. I was in Alaska. They helicoptered me out.
In from Alaska.
Because.
Now, is your brother? Is
now, that, now, this wasn't an elective procedure at 3 months, was it?
No, it was a major procedure because...
Strictly cosmetic.
No,
because I know how L.A. is. They start early.
It wasn't cosmetic. No, I grew up... Look, I was born in Mississippi. I grew up in Alaska for about 8 years.
What about your brother?
I grew up in Denver.
How's your brother doing?
Well...
The golden child.
Yeah.
He gets all the love. He just had a baby.
Don't tell me he's doing well.
Yeah, he's married and successful.
He's married. He's an electrician. He's the boss. So he's making like $30 an hour.
Right on.
But I always wanted to please my parents because there's nothing like I made varsity cheerleading like all 4 years.
Hot damn!
Until your senior.
Yeah,
just
When I was in high school, I did all the business like experience. Like I'm wicked smart. I know how to like trade with Mexico, like you know trade products.
Wow!
Like, anything illegal.
are you talking like steroids?
Yeah.
No.
So you said not anything illegal.
Nothing illegal.
Like, well,
I
then
just
what?
Was
like
learning
the
business.
Ponchos and sombreros.
I was a master Excel. And then when I went to college, I decided I can't be, like, I'm just a personality, I can't be in a cubicle. Mm. And
so what do you do so now? Run free?
Well, I'm a fine arts major with a minor in art education K-12.
Well, you're 30. So you're 30, though. I thought you were in college and you were.
Well, I thought she was 36.
Well, no, I'm 36 now.
Oh, you're
30. Yeah, I'm 36 now.
Oh, yeah.
I had my first baby at 30.
At 30. So the oldest is 6, and the youngest is.
3.
Boy, you've really got your hands full.
You sure do. And life decisions are driving you nuts.
Well, but I can also tell you, though, that I was just a very abusive man who owned a lot of money and had a lot of connections. So it's really hard to, like, get out of
so
that.
You, so
like,
that's who you were married to or the father of your children or somebody that you just picked up and dated at
no,
from a
the
bar?
No, the father of my children. I was with him for 10 years.
All right. Okay.
He's a really great guy. He's just paying child support.
Just a little handsy.
Yeah, a little grabby.
I did get child support until a lot of child support.
Yeah.
I got $3,200 every month.
And where did that money go?
That money got
went to
me
your
an airline ticket.
Airline
to
tickets?
An airline ticket back to L.A. because my heart hurt so bad because my two little girls were asking about daddy.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to explain it to him.
So he gave you $3,200 in child support money.
Didn't give it to me. My lawyer gave it to me.
Well, of course, from him. You better believe it. You can't get blood from a stone.
Now, I had a really great Beverly Hills attorney right off of Hillshire. I mean, she raped us for all of our savings. It cost about $120,000.
Hillshire?
They're the home of Polska Kielbasa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even get your first name. What's your first name, sweetheart?
My first name's Ashley.
Ashley, thank you so much for spending. Now, I don't want you to be a stranger, but I have to. Move on. And
you're just wonderful. We
enjoy talking to you, and you've got a spot
well,
on this show
say,
anytime you want.
Can I say
but,
like, yep, one yep, more yep, thing?
Yep,
now?
Yep, yep. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But
yep.
Please do, Ashley.
Just
yep,
one
yep.
more thing.
Talk.
Because
yeah.
Growing up without any love and affection, and having all these toys.
Stan and Haney love
it
you.
It got me lost.
Yep.
Like really lost.
But you found yourself.
That nobody loved me. So
we love
I
you.
Make it a point. Well, thank you. But I make it a point to show my children that.
Okay. Stan, why is it that I find myself really attracted to this woman?
Yep, because she's screaming for help.
I'm actually really
stop
attractive.
Talking. Please stop.
I know she's attractive. Yeah, she's got to be.
Very pretty, I'm sure. You know, even at 36, those looks haven't left you.
Oh, her figure came right back.
Right back after the two kids.
Everybody says I like 26.
Yep, boom. Yep. Call us again soon, okay, Ashley? Love you.
And I'm just, really oddly attracted to
you. Yeah, I know you're back off.
Let morons know that toys aren't going to help.
Like, I don't know. This is just doing it for me.
Bye.
Well, then maybe you should call me.
Oh, she's so hot.
Yeah. Sorry, she's so hot. Yep. Can track a man from anywhere.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Well, she is. I know she's got to be smoking.
Yep. I'm going to take a break right now.
And for about 20 minutes, I could be really happy.
Yep.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition. We'll have the grab bag here for you in just a little bit. Also, we're going to play Stan's What's on the List today. Wayback Machine, also at 4 o'clock today, a chance to pick up a thou. Also, we'll tell you about Bacon Jam coming this on the 18th. What's today? Today is the 3rd. This weekend. Jeez, time flying already. This weekend, Bacon Jam at Centennial Park. We'll tell you about that. Somebody has just been on hold nonstop for... the whole break.
It's not our girl, is it?
I don't know. Ahoy.
Hello.
Oh, no, it's not, Annie. Who's this?
This is Tom.
Oh, is this Tom from Melbourne?
That's what you... Who's the guy that answers the phone? Is that the producer?
No, it's just somebody we picked up off the street. He just said, I ain't got nothing to do, so you mind if I answer some phones?
Dave was busy then?
Yeah, it's fine. How are you doing, Tom?
What do you want?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to tell you something. I don't have my mom or dad anymore. I said a big prayer to my parents today.
And what about growing up?
I was born in Manhattan. Had a happy family, just me and my sister. One of my mom's aunts had 8 children. It was from the Freeman McNeil family. And
am I supposed to know that name?
Yeah.
My family is on one side. The Irish side is the Freemans, and the other side are the McNeils.
Yeah, Freeman McNeil. He was a great running back.
That's not the one we're supposed to know.
Oh.
I know who he is.
All right, but
you know
not
who
your,
Freeman McNeil
that's
is?
That's not your family.
No, but I wanted.
What do you want to talk about?
But you know he was a good running back, right, Tom?
I have a tough story to tell you about him, but let me finish.
Freeman McNeil, you have a story about Freeman McNeil?
Yes.
All right, I ain't got a lot of time.
I'll make it quick. My mom had an aunt with 8 children. Her husband was a fireman in New York City, and he died in a fire.
I'm sorry to hear that. It happened.
The end. Yeah, by Tom.
The end. 277-9600. I don't think I need that one. He's talking to somebody. Is that one for us? Is this call for us? It is?
Yeah.
It's not her again, is it? Oh, for Christ's sake. I'm going to let her down easy.
No, come on, man. I just want to hear her voice.
The voice of a...
She would like to know how she can send a photo in to the fellow. She would like to send a photo so you guys can see what she looks like.
Oh, I know she's hot. Yeah. I bet she's smoking.
Yeah, if it's a real photo.
Huh?
Sweetheart? Ashley?
Nobody lets me down.
Ashley?
Yeah.
What do you want? You want to send us a photo?
What I was telling your producer
I'm from
today? L.A.
I know you're from L.A. You
but
told
you're from,
us that.
You're from Mississippi,
and
Alaska.
I don't know anybody, so I'd be totally down to hang out.
Yes.
No.
Come on, Stan.
Oh my God,
no.
Now you guys are
no
laughing
way
at me.
Come on, give me this
no,
one.
You don't. I would like to have a future.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Which one am I talking to?
Stop.
Is it Sammy that I like?
Stop
no,
for a second.
No, Stan doesn't like you. This is Haney. I'm the one that thinks you're
Haney,
hot.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay. How? Well, you can tell him that.
I can't. No.
I want that picture, you son of a bitch.
You
why are you always? Why are you always messing up my life?
Let's Didn't you tell her how she can text a picture over and we can look at it right this second?
I did, and then she wanted to make sure that you guys were the ones that were going to see
it.
We're
the ones that are going to see it.
I promised her that.
Oh, she
I mean, I would look too, but yeah.
I know she's smoking.
I know she's a knot.
And she's looking to hang out, Haney.
Look.
I'm helpless against it.
Who?
That kind of crazy. Seriously? I can't fight that.
I am gonna,
I'm just one man.
I swear to God, I'll get a call at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Come and get me.
Oh, you don't answer it when I do.
You don't.
I remember being in a field somewhere and you're going, Haney.
Wait a second. When did that ever happen? Look, tell her.
That was in 1999.
Jesus. Tell her to just text the picture over. Jeez.
She wanted to be outdoors, and I had to find someplace semi-private, and I got bogged down, and I called you.
I have
and
no
you...
recollection of that.
Of course you don't.
Who did you take out into a field?
I can't say.
Okay, well, then it didn't happen.
Yeah, it did.
It did not. I don't... You're in a field, and you called me.
Hi, it's Stan. I can't get to the phone right now.
Oh, you got the machine?
Yeah.
So then I must have known it was you calling.
Yep.
Let the machine get it.
Yep.
Jeez. Did you tell her how to do it?
No, now mail callers are calling in wanting to hang out with Ashley. They're saying if Haney won't do it, I will.
Oh, no.
No, I got dibs.
Haney's got dibs. She's new in town. She's made dealings with Mexico because she had a very, you know, influential
husband.
Yeah,
she's from L.A., but she was born in Mississippi, went to Alaska, but grew up in Colorado.
Right. And took $3,600 in child support to buy a plane ticket back to L.A. What the hell? Sorry.
Oh, she's got to be amazing. She's got to be.
Yeah, got to be amazing.
Yeah.
Still haven't seen a picture. Maybe I have. Oh, everybody's coming out of the woodwork warning you.
I know. I know this. I am powerless against it. Stan, you need to respect our relationship, okay? Because she and I may need to step away from the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, split our time between continents.
Yeah. What the hell? Okay.
I feel like Prince Harry right now.
And she's your Meghan Markle.
Yep. I'll move heaven and earth for her.
Yeah. Let's see. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. A driver's ed teacher in Wisconsin.
I mean, we're off to a great start. She called in and asked, which one of you do I like?
Yeah. Oh, it's me. It's me. Stan hates you. It's me. It's me. A driver's ed.
Better learn to get along with her because we're together now.
A driver's ed teacher in Wisconsin got a DUI. A driver's ed teacher. After...
Boy, that'd spice things up, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. I'll get this going here.
You concentrating now?
Text RIP Haney.
Yep.
A driver's ed teacher in Wisconsin got a DUI after backing into a gate, then hit the school's principal. And there was a student in the back seat of the car while it happened. Here's the police officer who responded to the drunk driver's ed teacher.
It's so busy at the time that school lets out. You have school buses that are going by, students that don't have a lot of experience driving in that parking lot as well. Here you have an adult who's impaired. That's very scary. He's picking up a student to educate him on how to drive, and he's not even fit to drive himself.
Man. she just checks all the boxes, Dan.
Yeah, she checks a lot of them.
She's got two young kids.
Yeah.
That's a real plus.
She checks a lot of them at the state psychiatric ward, too.
She moves around a lot. We've already established that she's got a psycho violent ex. I mean,
yep.
What else do you want from her?
Yeah, it's magic. I saw this story over the weekend, and it's bizarre. A family in Jersey City, New Jersey. How far did you live from Jersey City?
Well, that's north. Know. I'm south. That's opposite end of the state.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't. He didn't even know what exit he lived off.
I think he thought it might be popular to say he's from New Jersey. Yeah. I'm not sure where he's really
from. Probably
not
even from there. Family in Jersey City, New Jersey say they got an Amazon delivery of used diapers. Here they are talking about they got some diapers. They were soiled diapers.
I picked up the diapers and it was a little bit heavy. I was half asleep. The lights were off. At that point, I turned on the light and that's when I noticed these diapers are neatly folded and they are soiled. I couldn't believe it.
They were like, okay, yeah, we are very sorry for your inconvenience. We'll give you a refund. You're happy to keep the stuff, you know, don't need to return it. And my thought was, wow, you are not understanding what I'm saying.
I was extremely fearful because I did not know exactly what was in those diapers.
Yeah.
They were soiled. That's Jersey City, huh?
Yeah.
Do we still have tapes anywhere when we used to talk to our old friend Bill in Paterson, New Jersey?
I doubt it. We might. He's long gone.
God bless him.
He used to live by himself in Paterson, New Jersey.
And he was like in his 80s then.
Yes. And he would call us sometimes, talk about how he was robbed. People came into his house.
Well, he had a regular whore.
Yes.
That would come by. Yep. And one week she was sick and he had to go with an alternate and got robbed and beat up.
Yep.
And he was shocked by it because he's been doing it for years.
Yep.
And boy, times have changed in Paterson.
They weren't that good then. You do this stuff, Haney. You game with people from other lands and stuff. A 17-year-old...
Oh, it can get really interesting at times.
A 17-year-old kid in England was playing an online video game last week when he had a seizure. And another gamer who was playing along with him from Texas saved him by calling for help. Here's what happened. In England, the emergency vehicles came because somebody in Texas in the United States called for help.
Good evening, police.
I'm calling from the U.S. I'm currently in a call with my friend. He had a seizure and he's not responding anymore. You have his address and he lives in Cheshire. Sorry, I'm shaking.
I could hear him seizing and breathing really hard, and it sounds like he was choking and crying. Automatically, that sends off the red flag of he's in trouble, what's going on?
I'm sitting there watching TV and then seeing two police cars outside with flashing light. They just said that they'd had a call from America. There was an unresponsive male. Then I ran upstairs to check on Aiden.
Oh, thank her every day.
Oh, yeah. I can see that happening easily. I told you last week I was playing Call of Duty on their Special Ops, which is where you're not fighting against each other. You're a four-man team, and you're taking on all the bad guys together.
Right.
And I was the odd man out. I was the random. And there was me and then three French guys all flying the French flag, speaking French. But you know what? Mission accomplished. Because violence is the universal language. And everybody understands a headshot. Did that sound as positive as I meant it?
Kinda. I know what you meant. In Canada, they have the Family Feud game. Same game, different host. And a woman a dumb woman gave a stupid answer, but in the long run, she wins because Popeye's chicken just gave her $10,000 worth of food because of this stupid answer.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken! Oh, my God!
Show me chicken!
Spinach, Sherry.
That was awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Popeye's heard it, and they're giving her 10,000 food.
Can we hear that again? Not the whole thing, Sure. Just until we get to the chicken.
Sure.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken!
We need to save that.
You want a cleaner cut of it? You want a clean version of it?
Yeah, that's going to last.
Yeah, that's I gotta stop it.
You don't need the lead up. You just need her screaming chicken.
Yeah.
It's my great honor to tell you that you're going to be the 300.
No. Hold on.
No. That's what she said.
I got it.
It's my great honor.
No.
Hold on.
She's waiting.
No, that ain't it.
That's Rush.
I know that. I'm getting to that. All right. Here, try this.
Chicken.
I know.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
All right,
perfect.
No, this is cool because you heard Rush there. Neil Peart died after a long. By the way, and I found this. Do you remember when David? It was 2012. David Letterman, when he still had the Late Show, had drum solo week. And for five nights in a row, he had some of the greatest drummers of all time go on his show and just do a drum solo. And Neil Peart
He can do that.
And it was spectacular. And it is available if we can get it posted up.
And he's one of those guys where, see, I don't play drums. I certainly don't play them well. But you look at him. And he's probably the worst example for a beginning drummer because he has about 4 million pieces to his kit. You don't start out that way.
No.
The thing is, he knows how to use each and every one of them.
Here is...
I think he's got... I've not seen anyone with a bigger kit of drums.
Here is isolated drums on Rush's... Tom Sawyer. This just, we kind of lift up the drums for you to let you hear what he was all about.
And you know, so many people abuse that double bass. He uses it perfectly.
Perfection. I got one more, and this is just strictly for Haney. I had room for one more thing on the grab bag, and I said, you know what? Yesterday in the Fox Studios during football was a special moment.
It's my great honor to tell you that you're going to be the 328th Hall of Famer.
Jimmy Johnson.
The only thing I can think of is all the assistant coaches, all the great players. They're the reason I'm here. And they're the reason I can't talk.
All right.
No.
Where's your bottle?
I mean, this is so special to me because when you put in the work that we put in, it's nice to know people appreciate it.
Yeah, I thought he was going to pass out. He couldn't breathe. He hyperventilated.
Some bitch forgot one important name. That's Jerry Jones. Don't think you'd be there without Jerry Jones.
Son of
a... ungrateful.
Grab bag brought to you by the...
Crocodile tears.
Ignored. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
You better thank Stephen Jones, too.
96. Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see... rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Okay.
277-9600 if you want to talk to us. I've got a few things from the local beat. Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
What's up with that picture I was supposed to see?
I have not received an email, and she has not texted in to the Absolute Law text line.
I want to see that picture.
Well, there's no picture to see. And I think it's, well, you want to see a picture of her?
What are you talking about? How do you have a picture of her?
My wife was listening, and she, by the way, said if it works out, we can double date.
Oh, won't that be great?
That's her suggestion, not mine. And then
she is so lovely.
And then she looked up a picture of the
oh, just an angel.
Yeah,
I can only hope to.
Yep, hot damn, hot damn.
Oh, that's nice. That's good. By the way,
yeah. Hold on, ahoy. Who's this?
It's Joanne.
Hey, Joanne.
Uh-oh.
Hot damn.
Hi, Joanne. Joanne?
How are you?
Good. There we are, sweetheart.
I thought you just wanted to say hot damn.
I thought you just wanted to say hot damn. You want to say anything else?
Yeah, I would like to hear some Rush. Still kind of torn up.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
We'll do that.
Sure. We played some, I think Matt was nonstop Rush earlier today. We gave a little Rush tribute.
You know, I'm worried about this girl now.
What? Who, Ashley?
Yeah. Because I know you.
I'm worried, too.
I know you got a lot of texts coming in about her.
Oh, yes. And, well, fair warning.
And I'm receiving private texts expressing concern.
Yeah. Who's sending you texts?
Randy Bailey.
He should. He knows.
You know, Haney, as a friend, you've been down this road before.
Yes.
Please, please, please.
Yes, yeah. Haney, man, watch out for the power of the...
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry, Haney.
I can't, I have no defenses against that, Stan, and you know it.
God gave Haney two brains and only enough blood to work one
at
a time.
Yes, exactly.
Let's see, what else we got here?
No, it's not that I'm not aware of it, it's that I can't help it.
Haney may have found himself another grifter, this one a woman. 3,200 a month child support. Haney, you could be the sugar boy.
Well, that was only for a plane ticket.
Oh, God. 277.
I'm sure everything will be great.
Local beat.
Nothing but blue skies, my friend. And you need to respect my wishes.
I am. I'm respecting them. Told you. My wife said double date. Right on. We'll let her buy the first time.
We couldn't possibly stand.
two local beat stories today. One hitting close to home.
Oh. You bastard.
What?
I want you to go in there right now.
No, not that.
And get me and my brother a case of soda.
Not that. You know what? It's good to see the police officers doing their work.
Stan was threatened today.
I was threatened. Well,
because me and my brother want a case of soda. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, right now. I got a butcher knife. That's neither here nor there. That's still a 1031 crime in progress.
Did you look that up?
I did. I wanted to find the 10 code for that.
Okay.
So I could let the cops know that I'm aware of it. Got a 1031.
And then did they ask you, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Stop talking cop talk and tell me what happened.
So I get a text.
I want you to go in there right now and get me and my brother a case of soda.
You can do that. No, I can't. I'll tell that story tomorrow. Because right now it's still a 1031.
Roger that.
Yeah. I get a text this morning from our friend and head of the Stan and Haney Draft Fund, Captain Lazaro, retired. He's a banker with Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And we text back and forth on a regular basis, but he texts me this morning and says, whoa, a lot of action here today. And I said, what? And I looked it up. It made the news. Now, he works at, he's a VP at a bank. Headline.
Somebody go there looking for soda for their brother?
Yep. Headline. Fort Myers, Dateline. Woman plows SUV into Fort Myers Bank.
Oh, Jesus.
An SUV plowed into a Fort Myers Bank this morning. The car crashed into the side of the Wells Fargo Bank at the McGregor Boulevard location at around 10 a.m. this morning. Deputies with the Lee County Sheriff's Office were on the scene, tow truck there hauling the car away. Police said an elderly woman was behind the wheel and not hurt. She told deputies she doesn't know how the crash happened. There's the picture.
Has no idea, does she?
Now, Captain Lazaro has a corner office at the bank. And I said to him, I said, is that your corner office? He said, no, it was on the other side. He was in the lobby of the bank when the old lady and the SUV went plowing through.
Stan, it could have happened to anybody. She doesn't know what happened.
What happened.
I don't know.
A lot of times it's accelerator versus brake.
Ma'am, how did your SUV end up in the lobby? I don't know. It just happened. I'm blameless.
The other story is something that this program has followed for years. And amazingly, a conclusion has happened very quickly on the eve of the trial. And here's the deal. ZombieCon shooter accepts plea deal. Jose Bonilla. The ZombieCon killer.
He's the one that spoiled it for everybody.
For everybody, yes. The ZombieCon killer, Jose Bonilla, has accepted a last-minute plea deal just moments before jury selection was set to begin in his trial this morning. You know, we're going to bring this before a jury. Last chance to make a deal. They made a deal. The judge in the case has also accepted the plea deal. Bonilla has been sentenced. No jury trial, just a plea deal accepted. Bonilla has been sentenced to 30 years in jail, eligible for parole in 25.
Why?
A jailhouse tip helped put Bonilla behind bars for the 2015 shooting that killed Tyrell Taylor and hurt five others in downtown Fort Myers. We remember it all very well. Since then, Fort Myers has taken several steps to make the city safer, including more surveillance cameras, the real-time center that helps track where calls are coming in, and now offers officers and how officers respond to them. They also have a network, and I didn't know this. They have a network of microphones downtown now that listen for gunfire. Bonilla is going away for 30 years. And, of course, we found out it isn't the first time Bonilla has been arrested. He has a rap sheet that includes charges of child abuse, domestic violence,
lovely,
and trespassing. But it took a long time to get this guy caught. It took a long time to get this guy behind bars. And he's going to be there for 3 decades. Should be longer. Well, but they made a deal.
Seems like a generous plea deal.
Very generous. Still a young guy, I guess, up for parole in 25 years. Just unbelievable. And I'll be the first to admit it. I thought they'd get this guy right off the bat. They didn't.
You predicted it.
I did predict it. I said it won't be long. They'll get this guy. It took a lot longer than expected, and he did. He ruined it for everybody because they were having a good time that had been going on for a couple of years down there, and he ruined it.
And I don't understand why. That could have happened at any event,
yep,
anytime, anywhere. But this particular one had to be canceled because of it.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Rob, if you could get me a prize sheet, we're going to give you a chance to win.
I need to see that picture, Rob.
There has been no picture.
Well, maybe you made her mad.
I didn't make her mad.
You disrespecting my woman?
I'm sorry, brah. When we come back...
Yeah, don't let it happen again.
Stan's,
bro, I'm so sorry, man.
What's on the list? So sorry. So sorry, bro.
Bro, I'm so sorry, man.
That don't work no more.
Nope.
No, doesn't work no more. So we'll do that. Also, 4 o'clock safe word could get you a thou. And later on today, Wayback Machine, we're going to take a look at the top 5 hits for this very week in a particular year. And we'll be doing that later on today. This is the Stan and Haney program.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. About 23 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a foul. And about an hour away from the Wayback Machine. Now this G-Spot safe word thing. We're in our second week of doing this right now, so maybe some of you don't completely know the rules. But at the top of the hour, I'm going to give you the 4 o'clock safe word. When you hear the word, enter that word at 96krock.com. You can also do it on the K-Rock app, or you can text the safe word to 45911. Now, no need to just rush and go crazy about it. You can pull over if you're driving, or go out and say you're going to take a break from the office. You got about 15 minutes to get the safe word in.
Stan could just give you a prize. But in this way, it's as if you're teaching a man to fish.
Right, well.
Where is it?
No, it's really
convoluted,
it's
needlessly.
Not, it's because it's out of our hands. They keep this as far away from us as possible.
And I'm sorry that I have to say this, but I told you.
What?
You can't have two popes. At the same time.
You see them meeting in the one pope, the emeritus, is saying he wants priests to be
Benedict,
celibate.
When he gave up the papal throne in 2013, he said he was going to, quote, disappear from the world.
But he didn't.
Now he's written a book where he warns the church,
yep,
about, quote, diabolical lies and, quote, fashionable errors.
Yeah, because you got two popes. You got your emeritus, and then you got the current pope, Francis. And the two of them don't see eye to eye on a few things.
I think they see eye to eye on less than they thought they did.
Correct. Because he was just supposed to drift off into the sunset. But he's not.
There's, you know, don't kid yourself.
Well, Benedict's got a few things to say left.
You want to talk about a soap opera? What goes on in the Vatican?
First of all, Vatican City is a country within itself. Second of all, the Vatican, and what goes on, they've got everything. They've got investment people. They've got their own banks. They've got their own people going behind the scenes, wheeling and dealing, and history tells you that. That is a self-contained working system that is operating like
complete
any other.
With ambitious people, social climbers, what have you.
Everything that you would get in normal, a normal city, a normal business situation, a normal company.
And unprecedented in our lifetime to have one pope calling out another.
Oh, it hasn't happened in our lifetime. You got to go back, 500 years or something? 300 years? I don't know. Since anything like this happened. You were a pope, and you were a pope till you died.
And so Benedict didn't want to be pope anymore. Yeah. And so they bring in this guy,
Francis.
And he swears, I just want to live my quiet life.
Yeah.
But evidently something has happened so spectacular that he feels the need to go back on that and speak out.
Yep.
That can't be good.
No. Something's going to happen.
To somebody.
And it ain't going to be good.
Nope.
Let's give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. I got a list of things. And there are several things on this list. You identify one of them.
Would you call it a listy list?
A listy list. You'll get your choice of a prize while they last. It'll be winner's choice. We have a 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce. $50 gift certificate to the pewter mug. We have 2020 Twin Peaks calendars. And I honestly say that after January, 2020 calendars, if you don't have yours by the end of January, I don't think you're going to need one.
So we need to handle this with all due haste.
Yeah, so we got the calendar. And I have a pair of tickets to go see Dirty Honey at Dixie Roadhouse. It's going to be Friday, January 24th. By the way, if you want to just purchase tickets, you can get them. They're on sale now through AXS.com, AXS.com. The KRock.com and the KRock mobile app. But I've got a pair of tickets as one of the prizes. Let's play Stan's What's on the List? Interesting category. The only hint that I can give you in regards to all of these, think brainstem. Don't overthink your answer to this category. Things we're worse at because of technology. Don't overthink it. You've got your cell phones now, you've got your computers, you've got your Twitters and Amazons and FaceTime and all of this stuff.
Well, you were very proud of your translator device.
Yeah, translators.
You were able to speak Spanish to our friend.
Yep, Enrique, and it was correct. These are things we're worse at. We don't do as well because of technology. Get one of them right, and we'll give you a prize. And by the way, it does not affect your chances of going for the thou. 277-9600. The category again. Things we're worse at because of technology. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Shauna.
Hi, Shauna. How are you?
All right.
All right, I've got a list of things that, based on a recent survey, that we're worse at because of technology. If you can name one of the things that is on this list, I'll give you a prize.
Mathematics.
Oh, yeah. Number five on the list, mathematics. Because everyone has a calculator on their phone. They don't have to do any ciphering. And mathematics, we're not as good at it.
Ciphering.
Yeah, yeah, I like that word, ciphering. What would you like?
Dirty honey ticket.
You got them. Hold on. That's how the game's played. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, we already have math because everyone has a calculator on their phone. What is something that we're worse at because of technology?
Communicating with other people.
Be more specific.
Talking with one another.
Kreskin said it.
I know. Let me...
Come on.
No, you know, talking with... there are numerous ways in the past that we used to communicate with each other by. Now,
okay,
you're saying communicating. I can probably check off three or four of these things, but you're still not exact on it. I'd like it to be more specific.
Okay, talking face-to-face with somebody.
Talking face-to-face with somebody. Not on the list. No. Again, we got to think. You got to think brainstem. But communicating person to person is done many different ways, and a lot of them we don't do anymore, or nowhere near enough. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tim.
Tim, what do you think's on here?
I'm going to say spelling.
I think you're going to get this. Hold on.
Well, you're the host. There should be no guesswork.
Number
here.
Three.
Nice.
Knowing how to spell certain words. Because we all have spell check on our computers.
Look, it's I before E, except after C.
In some case, although weird,
sometimes that's not true.
The E is before
either.
The I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it's very helpful.
Yeah. See, there you go. Knowing how to spell certain words. You are correct. It was number three on the list. What would you like?
Awesome. I know the girl in front of me just took the ticket.
Yeah.
Are there any more for that?
Not for that. I got pewter mug. I got barbecue saw. I got Twin Peaks calendar.
I think I'm getting low on your barbecue saw, so I'll have that.
You got it, buddy. Hold on.
You know, I got a message over the weekend.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a picture of their dinner.
Yeah.
They put a bottle of barbecue saw on some fresh haddock, and they said they loved it.
I bet it would work. I have not tried it on fish.
Me neither. I don't eat fish a lot.
But
I got to watch my mercury.
Yeah, you and I both.
Oh, speaking of mercury, did you see that 350-pound grouper they caught?
Yeah, right off here.
Yep.
In like 100 feet or 300 feet of water. They said the thing was, 50 years old?
Yeah, Warsaw grouper.
Yeah, and you're conservation people were saying there was no law that prevented him from landing that group. They wished they would have left him alone because he was so big. That thing was old, 50 years, they say, at least.
And that's that
was
thing.
Huge.
Seeing that picture looked like one of those old-timey pictures we see from Stan's dock.
Yep, standing right. The fish is taller than the guy that caught it.
You don't see those anymore.
No, that's why it's, you know what, good for
but
him.
But you know what? 100 years ago, you'd see that every day.
Yeah, that made national news right out here in Southwest Florida Gulf waters. Yep. 277-9600. Let's try this line. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Chris.
Chris, we have knowing how to spell certain words and doing some mathematical problems. These are the things we're worse at because of technology.
How about driving?
Driving? Not on the list, although that's quickly moving up the list. You look at it right now, and my car has it, but it's even more advanced now. Automatic braking, lane, the things to stay in your own lane, blind spot warning systems, hit a button and it will go and make a parallel park for you. All of that stuff.
Well, it all sounds great until you look at YouTube.
Yeah.
Especially where Tesla had that recall feature.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's raining and you're under an awning at the shopping center, you can hit a button and your car will drive
right
to,
up to you. I don't know.
Except it seems to be an effing nightmare.
Yeah. Let's try this line. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie from Punta Gorda.
Hi, Jackie from Punta Gorda. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
It's been a while since I spoke to you guys. I just turned on the radio and I think directions. Would that be?
Directions?
Directions, yeah. People
because people are using their GPS everywhere.
Now, I will say GPS did not make the top 10. It was on the list, did not make the top 10.
Hey, I tried.
But you tried. Thank you, dear. Let me see about directions, though. And some that made the top 10 are ridiculous. No, that didn't make the top 10. It was on the list, but it did not make the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Keith.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good, Stan. How about you?
Doing well, buddy. Do you want to tell me what you think is on this list of things because of technology we've gotten worse at?
I think people have gotten worse with knowing where they are, kind of like where their address is and stuff, and
yeah,
where they live.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, hold on. You know what? Knowing an address to somewhere was number 8 on the list, and I'm going to give it to you. If you had to go and tell me, like if I had to go and tell somebody how to get to Haney's house, in the old days I'd know his address. Now, I couldn't tell you his address.
And that's for the best.
And that's always for the best. That's not because I don't know. I just don't know where he lives. But you're right. I got Babacusa, I got Pewter Mug, I got Twin Peaks calendar.
I'd love Pewter Mug, please.
You got it, buddy. 50 to the Pewter Mug. Hold on. Yeah, they say knowing your friend's address. What's the? I don't know. Don't know. Don't need it. Ahoy, who's this?
AB.
Hey, AB, how are you?
I'm fine, Stan. How are you doing?
All right, here's what I'm doing. See, well, thank you.
It's kind of different, though, because I couldn't tell you your address, but I know where you live.
Yeah.
If I thought about it too hard, I'd talk myself out of it and start questioning myself. If I just drive there, I'm fine.
When I had about a year ago, a little fender bender, and I had to go and call the police to get to the site, I knew where I was. I knew what road I was on, but I couldn't for the life of me remember the name of the road.
What do you call this road?
What is this road? I know it bumps into this road. Yeah, it was confusing. What would you like?
I didn't answer yet.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
Talking about you being confused?
Yeah, I'm getting confused. All right, go ahead. Give it a shot.
Remembering phone numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
No need to.
Remembering other people's phone numbers.
That's not a requirement now.
Number 2 on the list. I got Twin Peaks calendar, Pewter Mug, Babacusa.
I'll take the calendar.
You got it, buddy. Hold on.
Yeah, that used to be really important.
Yeah.
And now it
not
doesn't
anymore.
Matter.
I'll take one more.
And your brain is wired that way.
Yes.
Because if you need to know something, you'll make sure you do.
Yep.
If it's not important, you won't.
Yeah, put it out of your mind. Take one more, and then I'll give you the whole list. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dale.
Dale, we have remembering other people's phone numbers, how to spell certain words, doing math problems, knowing somebody's address. What do you think else is on this thing?
I'm going to have to say listening to real music.
Listening to real music.
without downloading on YouTube and all that.
In a perfect world, buddy. In a perfect world. But that is not on the list. All right, here's the full list. Technology helps us in a lot of ways, but it's also made us worse at certain things. Recent survey done, we're at top 20 things that have made us worse. I was only going with the top 10. Ones that did not make the top 10 were remembering a person's birthday, names. You know, somebody's name, you look it up. And how to drive without a GPS. Those were all below 10. Now, when I go...
You know, I never really got in the habit of GPS.
Oh, I use the... Because I go buzz around a lot. I'll go to Miami. I'll go to Orlando. Or if I have to a doctor's appointment or someplace that I'm not familiar where that building is, I'll put it into the GPS. As a rule, I don't use it all the time. But if I'm traveling, I will use it.
Well, yeah, traveling's different. I don't travel.
Never have. Well, you did about 20 years ago. Coming in at number 10. See, I don't like the bottom two here. And they went higher than birthdays, names, and GPS. Number 10, how to completely stop and do nothing for a while. Always got to have your phone with you. Always got to be waiting to hear the chime that you got an email. But 9 is so similar to that. Number 9, being able to slow down and relax. I would put birthdays and names ahead of that. Now you get into more important things. Knowing your friends' addresses, number 8. Number 7, remembering who starred in a movie or TV show. Number 6, remembering your own phone number.
Well, that can be important.
Yes. Number 7, math, because everyone has a calculator on their phone. I thought somebody would for surely get number 4, and we talk about it sometimes here. Handwriting, being able to write somebody a letter or writing stuff down, because we don't have to anymore. We can use the memo on our phone. We can go and use one of your devices, your Alexas. You don't write letters anymore. And if you're going to go, you send an email. That's why over the holidays, I thought it was really neat that people still send Christmas cards. And they'll handwrite the card and put a card in the mail. The rest of the time, you don't send letters or anything. You don't need to. Number 3, knowing how to spell certain words, because we all have spell check now. Number 2, remembering other people's phone numbers. And the number 1 thing, and this was a feature that was just introduced on my internet service, I don't have to remember my passwords anymore. They keep them all in a little cache of passwords. So I go to my sites where I have a lot of Stan's mysterious passwords.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to remember them anymore, because the computer comes right up and says that there they are.
So I don't have to remember for you anymore?
No.
Did you change them?
I have to change a lot of them. I have to change every month.
All right. So I don't have to remember anymore.
You don't have to remember my passwords?
Yeah, Love Thumper 69.
Oh, I haven't used that in years.
But you asked me to always remember for you in case you forgot.
That's when I first realized that there is cybersecurity issues, and I changed all of that.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I think that was around the time you first signed on to CompuServe.
Yeah. All right. Let me get to the right page, because we got a safe word coming up here.
And by the way, I have got to thank Kreskin. I went and looked up the guy that he was talking about.
The guitar
player? Incredible story.
Well, that's great. Well, Kreskin always has a little something.
And it's so much deeper than you would think. It's just you got limited time, and when I went and looked up the whole thing, it's like, okay, I get it now.
Sit right where you are. Safe word. coming up in seconds could get you a thou.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. It's Stan and Haney. Monday afternoon. You still have about 3 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in to have a chance at the thou. Yeah. Y-E-A-H. Yeah. Get that word in at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app, or you text the safe word to 45911. If you don't do it within the next 2.5 minutes, you're going to have to wait for a new safe word that Rob Show will have with you at 6 o'clock. We're going to be checking traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Less than 30 minutes away from a trip into the Wayback Machine.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say a piping hot, delicious pizza made by non-Muslims.
I don't know if anybody remembered. I was talking about it last week when we came back from vacation.
I still can't under. I can't get behind that.
I don't know. I'm still baffled by it. Because I was down in Hallandale Beach, just north of Miami Beach.
Why aren't they serving hummus or falafel?
And I'm at a pizzeria.
And you got no warning because it's got the red checkered tablecloths and pictures of Luigi.
Yeah,
and
it's got everything in there that you would think would be an Italian pizzeria. Upscale. This is not a side of the road or anything. This is upscale in a shopping plaza. In Hallandale Beach.
And there's nothing to tip you off. You think this is full-on pizzeria.
And I said, oh, man, yeah, okay. You can get a full pie. They were selling by the slice. You know, the big, giant New York foldable ones. A giant slice. And you could get it with a drink. I think they were offering a salad. You know, combo one, combo two. And
did they have one that was best value?
Yeah, well, they did. Yes, they did. And then you could also get an all-beef hot dog. I swear. Sausage, mozzarella, and sausage on that. No sausage. And then I guess at that point in time when I'm looking at the menu trying to figure out what the hell am I going to order, he says no pork products.
And is it this point that you get the elbow?
Yeah, because I'm still looking at the menu and up on the wall, and no, just they don't have any pork. I get that. All right, give me something with mushrooms. No problem. And I sat back down. I said, what's with the elbow? What's with the, you know, just order something without pork? They're Muslims. What? And then I looked around. Kitchen. Wait staff, bus boy, guy behind the counter.
Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah. And I said, you're running a pizzeria with
no pepperoni.
No pepperoni, no sausage, no bacon.
No ham.
No ham. They had bacon flavored bits, like you put on a salad. Bacon flavored.
And it's like they do that just to punish you. Well, if you insist, I'll give you something not very good then.
Yeah, some bacon bits. Yeah, that was, never had an experience like that. By the way, speaking of bacon.
Just why would you open a business like that?
I don't know. We got bacon jam this weekend. Now we're talking. You want bacon?
Yes.
96K Rock and businesses supporting communities present the 5th annual Bacon Jam. Bacon, booze, and bands. It's going to be this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Centennial Park, downtown Fort Myers. Over 20 restaurants and food trucks will be cooking up creative bacon-based dishes. Live rock from Deb and the Dynamics, Red Hannah, and America's number one Van Halen tribute, Completely Unchained. We've seen them. They're good. Tickets are on sale right now at 96krock.com. Keep listening this week to win some tickets to Bacon Jam this weekend. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Just one thing on the board. And by the way, at that pizzeria, there was no signs up that said walking in, no pork products.
No. You're insane. Led to believe it's a normal pizzeria.
Saw a lot of neon signs and the Luigi and the steaming pizza and... one thing on the board, it's a crash, Fort Myers, Alico Road.
I wonder if any of those stock photos have pictures of pepperoni on them.
No, they didn't. They were all just cheese pizzas.
Oh, you look.
Yes. Alico Road and South Tamiami Trail right by the CVS. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. Well, what can you expect? Haney right now is going to give you today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. You know how Fridays are kind of a nice day?
Yeah, because you know the weekend's coming and...
Yeah. Unfortunately, the same thing happens to you on the weekend. You may not be aware of it, but they figured out the exact time on Sunday that you start going, oh, no.
Back to work on Monday.
Oh, no. They've got it down to the second.
Really? My guess, now I don't know what it is, because the topic came up yesterday. About 3:30 in the afternoon.
Very close.
Really?
Very close.
Okay.
A woman is busted when she's late for work, and as proof, she produced a Photoshop picture of a nail and a tire.
Oh!
Can you ever win when it comes to... dealing with your wife? Can you ever win?
In the long run, no.
Well, one man has issued a plea for help.
Uh-oh.
And wants to know, from an unbiased standpoint, if he was creepy or thoughtful. We'll explain.
In less than an hour.
And finally... a drunk driver's ed teacher is arrested. Not just because he was drunk, but the drunk driver's ed teacher is arrested for physically assaulting the school principal.
Yep.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It is so very important. Thank you. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies, how are you?
Where is that picture I was supposed to see?
Never came, never arrived. She's sobering up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's wearing off.
It could have been something, man.
It was a hard crash.
Well, NASA just graduated a new class of astronauts... training for missions to the moon and Mars.
Yep, they have to understand Russian.
Yes, they do.
Because we don't have a rocket to send them up right now. They're flying on Mir. So you better learn Russian, because we don't have nothing.
No, Mir crashed a long time ago.
What is it? Soyuz?
Yeah.
The Soyuz.
To the ISS.
You're right. We don't have a rocket to send you up.
Not yet.
No, we're working on it.
But we've got the new Boeing Starliner Max.
Yeah, just not ready yet.
No. Not ready.
So learn Russian.
Thanks, Boeing. Pulling the whole country down by 50 basis points.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
top.
Astronaut fun facts.
Top astronaut fun facts.
They won't tell you, but they all hated the new Star Wars 2.
Yeah.
Take it.
Sounds like Chowder's got some competition.
Yeah.
One more time.
Chicken.
That could be Tony D'Amico's new help.
Yep. Again.
Chicken.
As a child. One more time.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah. What? What were you saying?
I decided to just okay. 86 it.
Yeah.
They have to be very careful when passing gas because there's no dog there to blame. Eighty percent of our astronauts are people who have no actual interest in science or space. They just really wanted a legitimate excuse to spend a lot of time away from home.
That's right.
We can't wait for you to get back, honey. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go watch paint dry in space, see what happens. Now, you may not know this, but up there on the old space station,
They
can't actually see holiday lights from space, but that hasn't stopped your neighbor from trying.
No.
Yet, no matter how high they are up there in orbit, they can still see the pot smoke wafting about Miley Cyrus's place.
Go to Bellagio and watch the fountains and puff a fatty.
And finally, the very top astronaut fun fact.
Yes!
Now, by rule, absolutely no one is supposed to have sexual activity of any kind
right. On
board the International Space Station. That's the rule.
Uh-huh.
The stains on the ceiling say different.
Hot damn!
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Has left the building.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Chicken!
Right now, I don't know how long it's going to last. That's my new favorite.
Hot damn and chicken.
Hot damn.
Chicken.
That's 2020 right there.
Right there in a nutshell. Just one thing, email-wise, and clear it up for this guy. You're either in for it, Haney, or you're not. Haney, I'm on PS4. Can I give you my gamer tag? Sounds like you're playing Modern Warfare. Hit me up if you want to play sometime. You're not on PS4, are you?
No, I don't play Call of Duty on PS4. I use PS4 for other things, but I do Call of Duty on Xbox. And I know we can do cross-play. But I don't know how that works.
You want, I got his gamer tag for you.
That's the new thing now with the big games.
Yeah,
they want to make it.
Both.
They want to make it so people that are playing on PC, on Xbox, and PlayStation can all play together.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, it makes too much sense.
Yeah. When we come back, we're gonna go into the Wayback Machine, take a look at what was on the Billboard charts, the top 5 hits for this week in a particular year. We'll tell you where we're going when we come back. We're Stan and Haney.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday. We're going to jump into the Wayback Machine here in just a second. Take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. We're going to take a look at the top five hits. Mark Haney and the News in about 30 minutes. If you're thinking about a safe word and a chance for a thou, Rob Show will have a safe word for you at 6 o'clock. Xfinity. They know that New Year's resolutions are hard, but getting the speed you need and the entertainment you want with Xfinity, that's easy. That's really easy.
Thank goodness it is.
Because now,
you know what? If I had to somehow power my entertainment with a stationary bike, I wouldn't get any.
No. That I know. Because now you can get Xfinity Internet for only $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, which means you can get the best in-home Wi-Fi experience to stream all of your favorites in any room.
Plus, ask how to add a voice-controlled Flex 4K streaming device included with your internet for no additional cost. It's a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all your favorites in one place, letting you search less and watch more. So, while it may be hard to wake up the kids after a long winter break, commit to a trendy New Year's diet, or stick to all your other resolutions, Xfinity makes starting 2020 simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store today.
Offer ends 2/10/20. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Let's get you updated on traffic. All right, a couple of one thing on the board. Fort Myers got a crash. The 7,000 block of Cypress Lake Drive. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. We do it every Monday. What was on the pop charts this very week in a particular year? Heard right on Casey Kasem's American Top 40. Let's find out where we're going. We're going to take a look at
one
the top
right
five
after
hits.
The other.
One right after the other.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1974.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up.
Gladys Knight in the Pips.
Now, a pip is not a pimp.
No.
It's a pip.
It's a pip. P-I-P. Listen to her.
My imagination.
If it was made brand new today, would anybody notice?
That'd be on a different chart.
Would it? But it would be on a chart.
It would be somewhere. but it wouldn't be the most popular hits in the land. Wait till you hear what's on this list. A lot of them, well, none of them would be on a pop chart today. None of them. And it's some of the greatest music of all time. In 1974, people were listening to this, our number four hit, this week in 1974.
You ever seem to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case from your teacher all the way down to your best
This
girlfriend?
Is Brownsville Station.
Unacceptable.
Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
Can't smoke anywhere. Like my national anthem.
It was when you were in high school.
Smoking in the boys' room. Nah, teacher, don't you feel me?
Up with your room.
Everybody knows that
smoking ain't allowed in school.
Checking out the halls, making sure the coast is clear. Looking in the stalls, no, there
ain't nobody here.
Mr. Haney.
When we were in detention, and the dean could smell it, but couldn't prove nothing.
Everybody knows that smoking ain't allowed in school.
Woo! Brownsville Station, smoking in the boys' room. Coming in at number three this week.
Coming in.
1974.
You did. You went into DJ mode there. Coming in.
It's Al Wilson.
And a little bit of Show and Tell.
On the Big K.
Yep. You found the fun spot on the AM dial. It's the Big K. And Al Wilson, tell me about it, Al, huh?
These are the eyes
so good.
Knew how to smile till you came into my life.
Came into my life. Easy.
And these are the eyes.
get along to lock you
it's
inside.
Okay, I never could hit that note.
Every day and every night.
But you can't help it.
You still try.
Girl, yeah. Well, it's like you're driving. You got to do it.
But you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Oh, show and tell.
Yeah.
Just a game I play.
I'm going to show you something. That's the way I say I love you. Let me show you something.
See, wouldn't that be great if you had a bunch of chicks just to repeat every word you said?
Yeah, wait, yeah. A little chorus of them.
Yeah. Or just going,
these are the hands that can't help reaching for you if you're anywhere inside.
Ladies.
These are the lips that can't
That's when you know you made it.
Your name in the middle of the
Ladies. What we need. We need, some BBs.
Yeah.
So decide. Oh, show and tell. It's just a game I play when I want to say I love you.
I don't know. There's something about this that makes me want to scream out chicken.
And tell me that you feel the same.
Chicken.
Say it, do, baby, baby, baby.
Hot damn.
Hot damn.
Give me some of that chicken.
Chicken.
Hey, baby, what's for dinner?
Chicken.
What is that I'm smelling, sweetheart?
Chicken!
Oh. Hot damn! Hot damn! There you go. Al Wilson in a little show and tell. Coming in at number two.
One of the greatest of all time.
Of all time. Jim Croce.
He only recorded for like 2 years. Everything was a hit.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with.
Seriously, just about every song he ever wrote was a hit.
He was their singer-songwriter for their label. He died in the plane crash. And the label said, we have to get another singer-songwriter to fulfill our obligation. And that's when they found one Jimmy Buffett.
Not the same.
Not the same. But he was, the spot that was opened was filled by Jimmy Buffett.
Looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with.
what was America's favorite song, the number one song in the land?
The one we couldn't get enough of.
This week in 1974.
Damn it.
That's all right.
I know.
You don't have the experience. I
Steve Miller.
All right. You're good, good try.
I know. Thought I could do it. I knew it was going to be tight.
The pompatus of love. He got to keep that one.
People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker. I'm a grinner, I'm a lover,
and I'm a sinner.
I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner,
I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner.
Music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker,
I'm a midnight toker.
I get my love in all.
Number one in the land. Do me a favor. You have a unbelievable
What are you
musical
looking,
library.
You're looking for a little razzle dazzle? Is that it? I got
you,
it. I got it. You want some razzle dazzle?
Because I just
razzle
heard.
Dazzle.
Yeah. No.
Bam.
No.
Cabaret.
Wow. See if you can find the Steve Miller. Steve Miller Band song, My Dark Hour.
Oh, Gawa? Yeah.
See if you can find that little story.
Why do you
about
think people
that?
Don't know about that?
And who's on drums?
Well, and it's the precursor. It's the precursor to one of his biggest hits.
I know it.
He said, you know what? That riff is too good to have it on one song.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you very quickly about it. Those drums are played by Paul McCartney. Abbey Road Studios, the Beatles are doing the White Album. They're fighting. He's in Abbey Road all by himself after the other Beatles leave. He walks over to the next studio at Abbey Road, and there's the Steve Miller Band. And he goes up to Steve Miller and says, you want some help? He said, go ahead, play the drums on this song.
That's Paul.
That's Paul on drums. And a little precursor to a very well-known hit.
He said, you know, I haven't gotten all I can out of that riff.
Gonna save it.
So we don't leave you hanging.
There's the riff.
A couple of years later.
Yep. Yeah, he wasn't going to let that one go.
He's like, yeah, I know I used it once, but this is too important.
Yep. Yeah, true story. McCartney walked in and asked, you need some help? Yeah, you want to play drums?
Are you Paul McCartney?
Who?
That's what Steve Miller would say.
Oh, he knew.
But you're Paul McCartney, and you want to help me with my yes?
Yep. 1968. All right, we're gonna.
I just think it's great that he's like, I can't.
No,
I know I've
good.
Already recorded the riff, but I gotta use it.
Yep.
I gotta.
Mark Haney and the News.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a moment. News with Mark Haney. And then at 6 o'clock, Rob Show, and he will have your 6 o'clock safe word. By the way, don't worry that the engineer is in here. He's going to go and fix our computer. It locked up during Cheap Trick. So
just froze, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it wanted to freeze. Thought about it for about 2 minutes.
I want you to...
And then... So I think while we do news...
We'll be okay.
He's going to jump start the computer.
And has then he got cables?
A jumper cable and
everything? Yeah, he's all set. He's got it all.
All right.
All right. So let's... So, and how long will this take?
Oh, I don't know. Could this completely die?
It could.
It may not come back then.
It may not.
You never know.
96 K-Rock and the...
Yeah, good thing you got live people on right now.
Yeah.
That's a bonus.
Yep. Bacon Jam this Saturday. Going to be going down there and hanging out and enjoying bacon. K-Rock and the businesses supporting communities present the 5th annual Bacon Jam. It's bacon, booze, and bands. It goes all day.
So it's a bacon celebration.
It is a celebration of bacon. 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. Centennial Park, downtown Fort Myers. Going to have like 20 restaurants and food trucks cooking up creative bacon-based dishes. This thing is great. Going to have live music, Devin the Dynamics, Red Hannah, America's number one Van Halen tribute, Completely Unchained, and the lead singer sounds better than the real David Lee Roth.
Well,
that's a fact.
Yeah, he's good, but I hate the Roth bashing.
You heard him. Tickets are on sale right now, 96krock.com. Listen to win tickets this week as well.
I know I could have fixed it for him.
There's certain songs he can't sing right now.
And somebody's got to tell him that.
You'd think his people. He's got a damn gig in Vegas, and now he's going to go out on the road with Kiss. Somebody should tell him. Change
it
around.
Does it fall to me again?
Yeah, you're going to have to call him.
Because if he stays in his lane, he can do okay.
There are... See, Haney and I also know something about David Lee Roth, which we'll never reveal.
No, we were told, sworn to secrecy.
We were sworn to secrecy about David Lee Roth, where if we weren't, it would set all of music on its heels. There are two secrets that I keep. David Lee Roth... And the head coach that I saw in a precarious situation, major college head coach.
Yeah.
Those are the two secrets I keep.
Yeah. Well, thanks for keeping mine. You'll protect the coach. And you'll protect Roth.
Those, I'm talking about national stories that would make national news.
So I can still count on
it. Oh, you can count on that. I'm not letting that. I'm talking about...
I'm not even sure at this point what I've got to hide, but I know there's something.
Yeah, and I got it. And my lips are sealed. But those are the
Should
two...
Should I be concerned?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Because that's right up there with Roth for you.
The Roth story I know and the head coach story I know. This head coach, one of the biggest of all time. And I've told the story. I've just not revealed who that head coach is. Saw him in a restaurant in the kitchen, walking around a kitchen of a high 5-star restaurant with nothing but a romaine leaf lettuce covering up his privates.
But you're not going to tell that secret.
And... he was not in a, let's call, a professional condition.
with a leaf lettuce as clothing.
Nude. And I wasn't supposed to see it. I was in the restaurant, and those kitchen doors go.
Yeah.
And I was told, you didn't see anything. As far as you're concerned, that didn't happen. But isn't that, papa, that didn't happen. You don't know who that is. But I know what, you don't know who that is.
You understand me?
This is a five-star establishment. And I was...
yeah, but what's blankety-blank doing in there?
Right! I'll tell you, I know exactly what he was doing in there.
No, you don't.
Well...
You don't know what you saw.
Right. Well, that's what I was told. I think I know what I saw. But I was told you didn't see that.
Boy, that was... That would not have been a beneficial thing to come out.
No. No, especially
on
at that,
so many
especially
levels.
At that time.
What do they call that? Bacchanalia?
Let's take a look at traffic. Woo. I'm sworn to secrecy.
I mean, that was like a full-on pagan ritual happening there.
That and David Lee Roth. See, I can say David Lee Roth, I know the story. With the coach, I can tell the story.
You're an eyewitness there. Roth thing is just something you heard.
Yes, but I'm an eyewitness to one of the greatest coaches of all time. Let's get you updated on traffic.
No, you weren't. That's not what you saw.
Nope. Swear to God. Turn around. You didn't see that.
You just wouldn't think it.
You wouldn't think it, but it... Oh. Well, I'll take that to my grave. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Will it be an insert at the program for your service where it finally tells this story?
I'll put it in the safety deposit box. Only you can remove it.
And so as we're seeing... You know, the hymns that will be sung and so on, and there will be a special insert.
Yeah.
Here's the real story.
Here's the name. All right, let's see. Just one thing on the board. Disabled vehicle. South Tamiami Trail and Estero Parkway. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the Evening News with Eric Severide, Phil Jones, Dan Rather, Fred Graham, Terry Drinkwater at El Toro Marine Base, California, and David Culhane in New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, January 13th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. So often in life, it is a matter of perspective. Let's take you all the way back to your childhood years when Dad would put you up on his shoulders so you could see the parade.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it. Let's say you got somebody who is 6'7", you know, NBA sized, and somebody who is 5'7". How much farther can someone who is 6'7" see versus someone who is 5'7"?
I don't know, 100 yards.
Well, I don't know the math on this, if we can convert it. But the answer is someone that is 6'7" can see 1,000 feet further than someone who is 5'7".
3 feet in a yard. Get me some numbers on this. So 3 feet in a yard. Oh, Rob's figuring it out now.
Because we won't.
Because I said 100 yards.
Mm-hmm. That's a football field.
Yeah.
So what's 1,000 feet?
You got a number for me?
333.33 yards.
Okay.
Oh, so that's 3 football fields and then some.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a lot farther than I thought.
3 football fields and a reasonable return.
Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of which, I cannot wait for the game tonight.
Oh, that's right. The national championship tonight. Yes, sir. Go LSU.
Yep. Go Tigers. But yeah, you have to do it G-E-A. G-E-A-U-X. Go Tigers.
Right.
Because Clemson's the Tigers, too.
Right. That's why I said go LSU.
Yeah. See, you did it the easy way.
Yep. The school.
Yep. Always wanting to do things the easy way. That's Dan.
Yeah, that's me. Always looking for the effing easy way.
What was that?
Nothing. Nothing, okay?
Did you growl at me again?
I did growl.
I can't help it. I'm a waterfall of character flaws.
Yeah, well, I spotted that years ago.
You know, I made the bright statement of going, you know, I don't know that I really have any character flaws. And I was thinking, you know, deep character flaws.
And what did I tell you?
That not only did I have character flaws, mm-hmm. I was a waterfall of character flaws.
Uh-huh.
And
look, the chief engineer ain't fighting back on that one.
It took me by surprise. That was pent up.
You had me so mad that day.
You were just waiting for the opportunity to tell me just how flawed I am.
Yep, you had me just
steaming. Been waiting for years.
Yep. Felt good.
You want to know how life works? Here's how life works. Stieg Larsson, the guy who wrote The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and the 2 highly successful sequels.
Yeah.
They became popular worldwide.
Yeah,
really popular.
Yeah.
He had just located a publisher for the book and its 2 sequels, and then he died before ever getting to see any of it happen.
Any of the success.
How often does that happen?
Well, him and Van Gogh.
All the artists are that way. You couldn't give away their stuff when they were alive.
That's true.
Well, that weirdo. Yeah, what's he done now? Ooh, impressive, Picasso.
Yeah. What'd you do, Picasso? More clown drawings? One eye? Big ear?
You know what, Picasso? I hate to say it because I know how important these drawings and whatnot are to you. But if you could make something that looks real, that people can understand, you know, maybe sit down, sketch some pictures of that look like people. They would enjoy that.
Hold on. Don't do anything yet. I mean, hold on. I mean, just...
Well, I was just going to keep rolling.
That just... I need to have that backed up just a touch.
You know, we all enjoy Fridays, and we've gone over this at length. It's because on Friday, you may be at work, but relief is in sight. You're heading for the weekend.
You see the oasis.
But what we don't like to talk about, it happens on the weekends, too. And they have determined, down to the second, exactly when it happens. When you've been enjoying your weekend, but suddenly you get that horrible feeling of anxiety and dread because you're going back to work the next day. According to a new survey, 88% of people say they feel this, and when do they feel it?
I guessed earlier, I said 3:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday.
When that feeling sets in is precisely 3:58 p.m. on Sunday, and then you can no longer enjoy anything. A survey also found the average person does about 3 hours of unpaid work over the weekend, just trying to keep above water, checking emails, looking over files, and what have you.
I believe it. Hold on. I'm just about ready for you, because we had to go and redo the whole computer.
Well, do you want me to do another one?
No, hold on.
You'd rather I didn't.
No, I'd rather you didn't. I can get this. Hold it. I just have to do a couple of things.
Waterfall of Characters.
Well, yes. Sorry.
It is. It is going to be
okay.
Just a spectacular game tonight. You've got the defending champs undefeated against the guys this year that have done it all undefeated. You've got, I don't know that there are two bigger quarterbacks in college football than Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence, and they're going head-to-head tonight. If you're not excited about that, then you don't know football.
You can do it in a moment.
Oh, thank you. Not even an acknowledgement of me, you know, covering your ass.
Well, I appreciate this isn't my ass. This is the station's ass. But in the long run, it's my ass.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Hi, I'm Jason. You're in love and want to purchase a diamond. You have so many choices. You may be thinking, do I wait till I'm back in New York? Do I jump online and search the internet? Maybe I'll cruise over to the islands. Before buying a diamond, you owe it to yourself to give Todd and me an opportunity at the Diamond District.
Jason and I have the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in Southwest Florida. All are priced at or below the most competitive places in the world. We've partnered with De Beers in Canada and Africa. We've traveled to Israel, Antwerp, and India to select our diamonds. We want to offer you the best possible diamond buying experience.
Come see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. You know when, and Stan, you're getting back into the swing of it, when you're trying to be a good husband, maybe you try too hard. Do you end up looking creepy or thoughtful at some of the things you think would be a good idea? A man posted this on Reddit over the weekend. He says, quote, look, first of all, I don't track my wife's period, okay? But I've been with her long enough to get a sense of where it falls every month. He was recently getting toilet paper out of the cabinet because he's been told it's his responsibility, you know, to make sure he replaces the rolls.
Yep.
As he did so, he couldn't help but notice his wife was down to her last tampon, and he knew Aunt Flo was a-comin'. So, the next time he was at the store, he thoughtfully picked her up a fresh box.
I don't know about this.
To avoid mishaps.
She should plan ahead.
And what thanks do you suppose he got for that?
What?
Quote, when I got home and she saw them, he didn't get the reaction he was looking for. She got upset, told me I was weird, that I did it on my own, and kind of creepy, too.
It's no win. Now, it's no win.
In his mind, he's gone out of his way to anticipate and provide for her needs. Gathering a product that none of us like to shop for, but we learn.
Yep.
We learn what the brand is.
Yep.
And don't get this. Yep. The package looks the same. You need these. Now, they're going to try to trick you.
Yep. But it's the Pearl Glide.
Yeah, sometimes it's pink and sometimes it's blue, but don't let that fool you. You have to look on the package and make sure it says blankety, blankety, blank, or I can't use them.
Yeah, no cardboard applicator here.
So this guy just takes it upon himself without being told. You'd think she'd be falling all over herself because that's what they claim they want. But she tells him, you're creepy. For what it's worth, the comments on Reddit, not surprisingly, overwhelmingly say thoughtful.
Including the women?
There are no women on Reddit. One woman wrote, quote, as a woman, yeah. I would be blown away, grateful, and impressed by this gesture.
I don't know.
Another woman went further and said she'd be, quote, eternally grateful. Now, what that tells me?
What?
Their man doesn't do that, won't do that. She thinks she wants that. But if she got it, she wouldn't like it.
She'd say it's creepy.
So again, yeah, it doesn't matter what you do or don't do.
It's no win.
Because you are a man.
Yep. Here's the whole thing. They should be prepared. Now, I don't know if it's because I've married a fantastic woman.
You have hit the... You have outkicked your coverage to such an extent it's unprecedented.
But I don't have to worry about the toilet.
You've done nothing to deserve her.
None. Nothing. the toilet paper.
The only credit I
replaced.
Give you is that you're the first one to admit it.
Yeah, I don't deserve this at all. Toilet paper's always replaced. If I leave the seat up, she doesn't care.
That's what a man does.
She also plans ahead so that she's got plenty of product.
I don't have to worry about any of that. The age-old toilet seat nonsense, and it is nonsense, it's because women internalize that, where if you forget to do it, that you're actively hating on them.
But I'm not.
It couldn't possibly be, oh, I forgot to put the lid down. It's, no, Stan has decided he's going to send me a message.
Never.
And that's how things end up being wacky.
Yep.
Because this internal dialogue they've got going on has nothing to do with the real world.
No. Oh, by the way, texter, how dare you? It's not Don Shula, okay? How dare you?
That's the last coach it would be.
And I'm just saying right now, it's not Don. It wasn't the pro level. Major college.
Can we get a little more specific?
No. No. It's not at the pro level.
Generally, it's not considered to be a good sign for your career as a criminal if you're unable to outsmart and outmaneuver inanimate objects. It's a lesson that 30-year-old Nathaniel King of Cartersville, Georgia, learned recently.
How do you learn it?
The hard way. Last week, Nathaniel broke into a tire store. Why?
Why?
To steal tires.
Well, there you go.
As he did so, he somehow found himself trapped under a pile of those tires and could not free himself, could not extricate himself. He was at the bottom of a giant pile of tires. What to do?
That's a tough escape right there, huh?
Eventually, he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He called the police to come help him. Telling the dispatcher, I think the tire rack is killing me. The nice policeman went out and removed the tires from him, and he was arrested for breaking and entering and given a stern talking to by Sheriff Taylor.
That's right now. By the way, stick pin, we're talking LSU football. Listening guys from St. Landry Parish, Louisiana.
I imagine that whole state is just lit up right now.
Go Tigers with the G-E-A-U-X.
That's it.
Cajun Yankee in St. Landry Parish, Louisiana. Stick pin.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, here's a gentleman by the name of Corey Malone. He works for a driver's ed company in Germantown, Wisconsin. And last week, he headed to Germantown High School to pick up one of his students. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Except that when Corey arrived, he was noticeably drunk. And when I say he was noticeably drunk, here's what I mean exactly. At one point, after picking up the student, he backed the student car into a gate, which then swung out through the forces of inertia and struck the school principal. Turned out Corey's blood alcohol level was a mere 4 times the legal limit.
Student driver, their driver's ed teacher.
And he was completely unaware the principal was on the ground. Fortunately, the principal wasn't seriously hurt, nor was the student in Corey's car. Corey was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. I'd think they'd come up with some more charges, too.
They might.
Hello, Corey. I thought he was expelled from the country. And that's the news for today, Monday, January 13th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Take it.
There he is. Little Mucky.
I'll take it.
Telling it like it is.
Bayou Bengals tonight. Hot damn.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us on a Monday afternoon. Rob Show coming in at 6 o'clock, and he will have the 6 o'clock safe word for you and a chance at $1,000. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Okay, a couple of things on the board, both in Fort Myers. We have a hit and run. The 19,000 block of La Serena Drive. And then we got a crash at Fort Myers. Winkler Road and College Parkway. And you are up to date.
Need to be reminded, David Lee Roth, he's okay.
Don't park it by the suicide hot dog. My razor broke, water dripping up the spine. But I don't care, let it all hang out.
Well, that's the key he should sing in.
See?
Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. Too much, man, let it all hang out.
Yeah.
Let it all hang out.
See, you're okay, Dave.
Yeah, if you sing like that, then that won't last long either. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I remember my first day of kindergarten. I was thinking about it the other day. It's been a long time, but I still remember. You know what? I remember my mom. She didn't tell me anything. No, I got no... She just said, get in there. They're going to feed you a little bit later. That's all she told me. I didn't know what was going on. They started teaching the alphabet. I thought they were reading off the menu. A is for apple. No. B is for banana. Not interested. C is for cake. 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 D is for dog. What the heck kind of place is this? I don't want to eat dog. E is for elephant. I don't want that either. And I didn't know the answer to the first question. I was kind of scared, and I just sat there quiet. The teacher asked me a question. I just sat there scared, and she came up and started screaming at me. The first day, she's going, are you dense? Just tell us, are you dense or what? I said, it's pronounced Dennis. Get it right.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and... we leave you this afternoon with this. In Canada, they have the Family Feud game. Same game, different host. And a woman, a dumb woman, gave a stupid answer. But in the long run, she wins because Popeye's Chicken just gave her $10,000 worth of food. Because of this stupid answer.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh, my God.
Show me chicken.
Spinach, Sherry.
Show me spinach.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Popeye's heard it, and they're giving her 10,000 food.
Can we hear that again? Not the whole thing, sure. Just until we get to the chicken.
Sure.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Laughter. It is so very important. Thank you. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies, how are you?
Well, NASA just graduated a new class of astronauts training for missions to the moon and Mars.
Yep, they have to understand Russian.
Yes, they do.
Because we don't have a rocket to send them up right now. They're flying on Mir. So you better learn Russian, because we don't have nothing.
No, Mir crashed a long time ago.
What is it? Soyuz?
Yeah.
The Soyuz.
To the ISS.
You're right. We don't have a rocket to send you up.
Not yet.
No, we're working on it.
But we've got the new Boeing Starliner Max.
Yep. Just not ready yet.
No. Not ready.
So learn Russian.
Thanks, Boeing. Pulling the whole country down by 50 basis points.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
astronaut fun facts.
Top astronaut fun facts.
They won't tell you, but they all hated the new Star Wars 2.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Sounds like Chowder's got some competition.
Yeah.
One more time.
Chicken.
That could be Tony D'Amico's new help.
Yep. Again.
Chicken.
As a child... One more time.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah. What? What were you saying?
I decided to just okay. 86 it.
Yeah.
They have to be very careful when passing gas because there's no dog there to blame. Eighty 80% of our astronauts are people who have no actual interest in science or space. They just really wanted a legitimate excuse to spend a lot of time away from home.
That's right.
We can't wait for you to get back, honey. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go watch paint dry in space, see what happens. Now, you may not know this, but up there on the old space station,
they
can't actually see holiday lights from space, but that hasn't stopped your neighbor from trying.
No.
Yet, no matter how high they are up there in orbit, they can still see the pot smoke wafting about Miley Cyrus's place.
Go to Bellagio and watch the fountains and puff a fatty.
And finally, the very top astronaut fun fact.
Yes!
Now, by rule, absolutely no one is supposed to have sexual activity of any kind on board the International Space Station. That's the rule.
Uh-huh.
The stains on the ceiling say different.
Hot damn!
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Has left the building.
Chicken.
Chicken.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.